This is why we're not to speculate about religion. This is why we're not to sit around and postulate what is or what isn't. We're supposed to learn about what is real and then take that reality into our lives. Because the 70 years or so we have on this plane isn't long. And it will take all of those years to transform yourselves. So we want you to get down to business. Free will. Beautiful clarification of free will. Free choice of first what you think. He's the first to really come with a clear understanding of pure thought. Because in a free will, you must take control over your thoughts. Because if you start thinking about things long enough, you'll end up doing them. Thoughts precede action. And then the thought will lead to word. My friends, if you speak without thinking, that perhaps is more of a sin we realize. Speaking without thought. This is a very dangerous tool, the tongue. So thinking is a critical component, but the words must conform to good thought and therefore become good word. And then deeds. Free will is not governed by nature. It's not your free will if you decide to have a milkshake. That's your nature. It's not free will whether you decide to have chicken or fish, or that you decide to drive that way or this way. That's called voluntary decisions. Animals do that. Animals choose what they're going to eat. They choose what direction they're going to go. That's not free will. In fact, we'll find that free will scientifically cannot be proven. You cannot prove it exists. Immanuel Kant later will say that the only way we know it exists is by the action. The free will is known when a person decides to go against their lower nature, which animals cannot do. Animals cannot decide to fast. Fasting occurs through medical condition of the animal. It's part of its instinct. But for humans, they must use their free will to go against their nature and fast. We will find later that that's what morality is. Morality is making decisions that go against our nature. So free will is the tool we've been given to escape our lower nature. But it requires knowledge. Because without knowledge, what are you going to choose? How do you make your choices? Hey, Zoroastrians, they have wonderful understanding of the free will. Evil. He creates the evil one, Ahriman. Satan. Hey, Satan with a tail, with a little arrow on the end, and horns. I once gave a talk on religion at a high school, and after I finished my talk, this person, a young boy, came up to me and felt my scalp because I said I was Jewish, and he was looking for the horns. And that's a true story. That comes from ancient superstitions. Ahriman is the symbol of the lower self. Abdu'l-Baha, Satan is the insistent self.